Hey, what's happening, Ramblitos? Thank y'all for listening. I'm excited about today's episode. It's with my good friend, comedian, former roommate Darius Kennedy. We had a spot in Logan Square, 2525 North Central Park, in 2008 for a few months. And that was before the neighborhood was really popping. Wasn't really much going on. It was this place, Hottie Biscotti, around the corner I would perform at sometimes. And that was about it. It's a good talk. You get to hear it from somebody that lived with me that I wasn't related to. There's only a handful of people like that. Anyways, going to be in Kent, Washington, outside Seattle, March 23rd. At the Lemon Haze Comedy Festival. We got Sleep Mask coming. You know that. Sleep Mask merch is coming. And we got t-shirts and whatnot up on the site. T-shirts. We got the limited New Orleans poster from that gig. It's a very beautiful poster. And all of that. Yeah. Peace out. Check it out. Later. Introduce, we got Darius Kennedy here.
Yeah, that's me, and I'm just happy to be here, man.
Comedian Darius Kennedy, we were roommates. Mm. Outside of college, I've only had two roommates, and you were one of them in that apartment.
What year was this?
2008. January to June or July 2008.
Yeah, I left before you left. And my buddy Jimbo got a duplex on Central Park.
2525. We can say the address because we don't live there.
Yeah, yeah.
2525 North Central Park.
Okay.
In Logan Square.
Oh, that was when it was hood as fuck.
It was pre nightlife. It was when we had to go to Wicker to hang out. It was the Milwaukee over there was nothing.
That was when the opioid crisis was real.
Yeah. Quotations all day. Yes. Yeah. It was real as fuck.
Yeah.
Remember when we threw that 420 party?
That was a 420 party?
Yeah, it was a 420 party.
Yeah.
And our roommate Jimbo got mad because somebody stole his Wii.
Nintendo Wii.
Yeah. He got
That's fucked up, man. Flanked.
That is, but I remember that party and I had a terrible time because I didn't invite enough people. And so it was mostly y'all friends. And so I only invited a handful of people. And then nobody was treating me like it was my place. And so I felt like a stranger in my home.
The funniest thing.
This is my crib, motherfucker. Put that down.
Hey,
you spilling shit. Hey. Who the fuck is this guy, bro?
Hey, Darius, your crazy white friends are in the living room spilling beer all over your couch. Can you kick them out? The funniest thing about that whole party was we threw the party. We had two kegs. We had bands playing in the basement and shit. And it got wild as fuck. Like, we lit up the whole block. So, like, at the end, like, towards the end of the party, it was about 9 cop cars chilling on Central Park outside the crib because people, like young kids, came through and they started fighting. Mm-hmm. And so the cops showed up. And at the end of the night, after we kicked everybody out, we, you know, like kind of start fucking dialing down and shit. Hannibal's cousin, I don't know who it was, but
Percy.
Yeah. He was ordering me around like I didn't live in the place that I threw the party at. He was like, yeah, I'm Hannibal's cousin. Y'all got any more beer?
And I was like, that sounds like some Percy ass shit.
I was like, yeah, we got some beer. Let me go get
Hannibal's
you one.
I'm Hannibal's cousin.
That's how he led the conversation. Hannibal's
classic.
Cousin, give me more booze. I don't give a fuck if you live here.
I mean, he was a guest. He was just, you know, guesting out.
I was like, word, dog. You making me feel awkward in the place that I live in and pay rent for, but here's more beer. Just make sure you're okay.
Here's another couple nuggets from that party. There was a point where, I don't know if it's a fight or a scuffle, some type of commotion, and everybody was kind of unsettled. And then somebody, they played Lil Wayne Lollipop.
Yeah.
And then everybody kind of danced in it, and it mellowed the party out.
That's what they were waiting for.
I specifically remember.
Sometimes like, it just takes that.
It was certain
that one
songs
song.
That was pop. What else was popping in? Soulja Boy, Tell 'Em was popping in. Yeah. So that got Stop the party it. Cracking. Yeah. But I remember Lollipop calmed everybody down. And I do remember the cops coming into the party. And this is still from 2008. This is my only time I was happy to see the police. Because they were like clearing out the party, and I just started pointing motherfuckers out. Like, he doesn't live here. They don't live here. He don't live here. They don't fuck with that. Who is that? Get them out of here, cop. Officer, thank you
Do
so
your
much.
Job.
Thank you so much for being. They don't live here. Just pointing they everybody out.
Percy was like, and give me a beer on top of that
give
shit.
A beer, yeah.
It was like, do you know what that's like? It was like when we had that house party in Minneapolis. At that Airbnb.
Oh, yeah, that was.
And then Cheese had to do cleanup. Remember that?
Yes.
Shout out to Cheedy. When he was like,
that was so. Oh, man, we hit up. We had our buddy, is this rapper Longshot?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
lives in.
His name is Longshot?
Yeah.
Chad, he's an old buddy of mine from like way back.
He's a great rapper. Word. And he's from Chicago, lives in Minneapolis now. And this is when I filmed my special that I said, let's have a little, you know, after party. Let's, you know, invite a few folks over. And then we come from the other club. We pull up to the house.
Yeah.
It's just like 20 people on the porch.
Oh, yeah. No.
Dude, just hanging out.
Just hanging out.
Drinking
waiting.
Already, smoking, kicking it, bro. Yeah. Like,
on
like the party already started without us there.
They had a spot that was a spot, and they showed up before y'all even
showed up. Yes. Yeah. We showed up, and they were straight kicking it on the stoop. Yeah.
But it was, I think it was just like a 25 people party crew.
Yeah.
Because they all seemed together.
And it never grew.
Know each other.
And it never grew. It just stayed. Like that, it was that part, like the amoeba came and just stayed.
But you gotta give them credit for keeping it at 25, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like, it wasn't like, I don't think it, like, because I told Chad, I was like, oh, let's not get too crazy, you know, let's just keep it whatever.
Yeah.
And that was what it was. But it was like, we didn't know anybody, that's like, it was their own crew. So it got a little awkward. So we were just kind of, we're kicking it, doing our thing. And then, you could take it from there. I mean, it was just
wild. I mean, I don't remember much. It was a lot going on because it was, the setup was dope because it was kind of, it was two apartments or two mm-hmm. houses next to each other. Yeah. So you had these two separate spaces with upstairs, downstairs.
So two double duplexes or something.
Yeah. So it was cool. I guess it was cool, but then it was kind of bad if you got a bunch of strangers in your place because it's a lot of little nooks and crannies for motherfuckers to just kind of dip off into.
Like I remember that party, and we rolled up, and it was like to the point because we didn't know like anybody there, and then there's that point where like at first you're like, okay, these motherfuckers all know each other, and then you start thinking, what do I have in my bag? What do I have in my room?
Yeah.
Because there was so many people just all over the house that I was just standing in my doorway. Yeah. Like, I was like, I don't know these motherfuckers. Yeah. So then I'm done partying. I'm just like standing in my doorway like, you ain't getting towards my motherfuckers. I got a phone. Yeah, and then your cousin, we were like, yo, we got to get these people out here. That
you know, you talking about Cheese?
Yeah.
That's,
no, that's just the homie.
Old college homie.
Yeah.
He came in the door with the 4-4 and just like, he was like, everybody out to the point where I almost left. I was like, yo, he cleared that house out
but
quick.
The funniest thing and the weirdest juxtaposition about that is Cheese is like the sweetest, most soft-spoken guy.
Super chill, dog. He just turns it. He knows how to turn it off.
But like, he's big. He could be intimidating if he wants. And
good person to have in a crew.
But
though.
It's like, Cheese, man, we gotta do something about this. He's like, we should have just said something. And he just went into character. Like, y'all gotta go. Motherfuckers are like, okay,
all right. Can I bring up one scenario? And I don't know if this is safe to say.
Go ahead. Because if it's not, we just cut later.
All right, word. Yeah. When you had the party and you called me a couple of, like, almost a year ago when you had the party at your spot that was out of my element.
Yo, go ahead. Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah, the stripper party,
So I'm an avid gamer, right? and I play video games pretty much all fucking day if I have nothing to do. So I'm chilling at my crib, like me and my girl, like we got an understanding and shit. Like I usually game in the day and then at night we go and hang out and shit. But like that particular day, she didn't want to come out. I stayed at home. I was chilling at home. I get a call from Hannibal. I never get a call from you ever. Like it's all strictly text or email. In this particular situation, I was like, why is Hannibal calling me? And I pick up the phone. He goes, hey, yo. I'm like, what's up, man? He was like, what you doing tonight? I'm like, I'm just hanging. He was like, I'm having a stripper party.
Wait, is this the stripper?
The stripper
wait,
party. I was there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was there. I we threw weed on the weed right. table
me
and shit.
Me and you were rolling blunts together
yes,
and shit.
Yes. And so me, fast forward to the plane fucking yesterday.
You were there.
Tony walks in. He was like, yo, what's up? I'm Tony. I was like, nigga, I know who the fuck you are, nigga. I didn't want to say that. It was too early
yo, I, to get that's on because I was trying to burn that fucking memory out of my brain.
So I'm at home hanging out and HB hits me up. He's like, yo, I'm having a stripper party. I was like, oh shit. And I go, what do I bring? And then he goes, nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So I picked up two of the cheapest bottles of champagne I could find as a gag. Right? Yeah, as a gag came up and went to the party and shit. And it got to a point to where I was just trying to talk to people. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to random females and shit. And I'm like, hey, man, what's your name? You know, she was like, I'm Diamond. And yeah. I was like, that's it? And I forgot I was at a stripper party.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, you're that's just a stripper? It. That's your name. You just, the stripper named Diamond, not the person named, you know, Charisse like, or whatever your fucking name
might like
be.
I would like to see the first time you've ever heard it, like Cher or Madonna.
Like, what's your real name?
That's it? Yeah.
And so, all right, you know, I'm hanging out. Mary Lee was there and shit.
Yeah.
And that was like, I was
oh,
like,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, Mary Lee was there.
Yeah. Wow. Tony's recalling everything. Yeah. From a year and a half ago. What else you need to know, dog? I'm your hard drive over here. Mary Lee was there and I was like, all right, cool. So I was talking to her and I was like, man, this is fun as fuck. She was like, yeah, it's fun as shit. And I was like, I'm not used to strippers or like being at cool parties. So we just started drinking Jack Daniels in the kitchen. And it got to the point to where I was like, all right, I'm at this party, I gotta interact with people. You know, what do I do? How do you act at a party where it's just strippers?
I think everybody was on the same mindset. Like, what do we do in this situation? Like, nobody knew what to do.
Okay. I didn't want to disrespect it. Yeah.
At what point did you get to the party? Just so I can imagine, like, because the strippers weren't always there.
No.
At one point, it was just kind of a chill
hangout. No, he was there pre-stripper.
Yeah, and it was just a hangout and people playing video games a little bit.
I was there, like, probably a half an hour before the stripping started.
Okay.
Because I remember, because you asked me, you were like, bring some weed. I'm like, cool. So I brought weed, and then
I brought a half O.
Yeah, we were just rolling. That's how I remember you, because we were rolling on the table. Yeah.
And
now
I came
it's all coming back.
Yeah, I came through, blessed the table with my herb, and I had actually hung out with my fiance. She wasn't my fiance at the time, but I was hanging out with her before, like pre-gaming and shit. I had a couple whiskeys and shit, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go down the street, go to Hannibal's party and shit. Walked in, you know, with the cheap ass champagne, laughing. Drank some of that shit, started talking to Mary Lee, and I was like, I don't know what to fucking do.
Yeah.
Like, and then I ended up just like cheering on strippers. Like, I was like in the back of the room clapping, going, yeah!
Yeah.
That's the way you strip. Like,
yeah.
I didn't know what to do.
You remember I was balling them up and I was shooting them at the stripper? I was like,
that's one way to do it, too.
I was like, McDermott.
I think I've done that move in a strip club and.
It's disrespectful. I don't have good stripper etiquette, man. I'm not a strip club guy. So like, I was like, I don't know. I'm just trying to try to lighten the mood and be funny.
Yeah.
They didn't give a fuck.
The Tony strip club story.
Can I fast forward through this story real quick?
All right, work.
So I had a good time.
Fuck you, Al.
You stay out of this. I can't wait to hear this fucking story. So I'm gonna finish up with this shit. But I had a good time, And it got to the point to where, like, I was drinking to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm way past my limit, bro. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to be a burden on the party and be that awkward ass dude cheering on strippers, fucking drunk as shit. So I slipped out the back door, and then I went to my girl's place, and I was like, I told her, I was like, yo, I went to Hannibal's house. It was a party, but it was a stripper party, and I'm sorry. And so she's like,
that party made him feel guilty. Jesus Christ.
My fiance goes, baby, it's okay. And all I did, like, after that, I was like, I'm so sorry. Then I ended up throwing up all over myself.
Bro, did you eat the edibles?
I ate everything that was handed to me.
You had those. You had those fucking false advertisement ass watermelon slice fucking edibles that said 10 milligrams. I ate one of those motherfuckers and I was high as fuck.
Dog, I started done.
Yo, when she started fucking pouring the wax.
Yeah.
Yo, I started peeking. Like, I was like high. And then there's that random old dude with the black light. He's holding a black light. She's spread eagle. Fucking, the wax is glowing. Hits her dead on the vagina.
And I was like, how does that not
shit
hurt?
Shit is splattering and it's glowing. And I'm high as fuck. Bro.
Yeah, it was
I too, haven't been the same since.
It was too intense for me, dog. Oh, I had to leave God. The part. I had to leave Ugh. Fun because that shit was too much for me. And then apologize to my future fiance for having fun at a party, dog.
I would have apologized too.
But the thing was that she was like, it's all good, baby. Like, did you have a good time? I was like, yeah.
Kind of.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
As the organizer of the event, I find it necessary to chime in here. You know, the party didn't go how I thought it was gonna go in my mind.
A year and a half later.
Yeah, my uncle. It wasn't bad, but it was just
no,
a different.
It wasn't bad. It was
just
fun.
A different energy. Yeah. Where I, you know, my uncle, like, you should. I think we had talked about it, but I was like, let's just have a stripper party. But I didn't know that the first couple strippers would be doing kind of their
exhibition.
Bachelor party shows.
Yeah.
Where I thought shit. They were, I didn't yeah. know what I guess I just kind of yeah. picture strippers kind of hanging out, ambiance, you know what I mean, and music. That's, but I didn't know when she came through and threw that tarp down.
Yeah,
yeah, everybody, it was a different fucking ball game.
Everybody knew when she put that tarp down, everybody knew shit is about to get real,
Dave
bro.
Dave
everybody
Helen,
in that room
Dave
looked
Helen
at each other like.
Dave Helen was sitting on the couch and he stood up with his hat on. He was like, and I was like, even Dave feels awkward. I have every right to leave right now and apologize to my future fiance.
You know, I'm glad we're talking about this because, like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, yo, am I the only one that's totally weirded out by this right now? Am I, like, just too high? Is this normal? Should I feel normal? How am I supposed to act? Like, the thoughts going through my head was, oh, my God.
That's why I kept going to the weed table, and it got to a point to where, like, my fingers couldn't roll no more weed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, it's time for me to take my punk ass home.
Motherfuckers, it was funny because he's got like art pieces in his crib. Motherfuckers were pretending like they were analyzing the art.
You don't give a shit about MoMA. You don't give a shit.
So I think what he was trying to portray was this
crazy stripper show going on a piece of tarp, and there's this old dude just fucking collecting dollars in an old like jewels
bag. Oh my God,
that shit was crazy.
Yeah, man, I felt so bad as a partner because I had so much guilty fun that night. I went home and cried to my fiance and apologized. And missed work the next day. Like, it affected my life. It affected my life. I threw up on myself.
That wasn't you know what? That party wasn't about being good or bad. It was about changing lives. You did that.
It didn't happen, bro.
You did that.
I know. Proposing.
Me and Mary Lieben, we talked about that. Me and George was there. We talked about it. We all talked about it. We're like, yeah, man, I don't know what to think about that. That shit was weird as fuck, but it wasn't bad, but it wasn't good.
I texted Hannibal the next day. I was like trying to keep it cool. I'm like, hey, good shit, man. Last night was dope as fuck. He hit me back like a day after. He was like, I didn't go to bed. I went to fucking up north or at north the next day without any sleep. And then the fun continued. I was like, good on you.
Yeah,
man.
I was in a different space December 2017.
Wow. Wow.
Getting it.
That yeah, was
it was super fucking fun.
Last
man.
Minute as fuck too. That shit was crazy, bro. That was life changing.
Yeah. It was. Cheers. That shit was real as fuck, bro. Like, that was the last party that I went to before I proposed to my fucking now fiance. I was like, I hit all the numbers. I went to all the crazy parties, had super fucking fun. Now it's time for me to settle down. That was dope. That was the last fucking crazy party I went to, bro.
Oh, shit, like, this party, I gotta get married.
I was like, I fucking lived a good life.
That was not what I was thinking. You know, it's always funny when you at any event or especially a party, you know, everybody's takeaway is usually different. Kinda, you know, I had a great time. This was happening. I was over there. I almost got into a fight. This motherfucker threw up on me. Chilled and dance. I just was watching everybody. And, you know, everybody has some different piece or version of it. So it is funny to hear.
I enjoyed man.
I decided to just become an honest man and marry this woman. And
y'all this were great. That was a fun time. Gotta get married now.
This is when I realized that I need commitment in my life.
For real, bro. I was like, if you can live with me and be devoted and loyal to me through what I just went through, you you wife material, girl. But yeah, I enjoyed the fuck out of myself that night, man. That was so fucking fun, man. That was a lot of fun. It was out of my element. You know, I don't even go to strip clubs. I'm not even like that. But I was like, I'm gonna enjoy myself with this cheap champagne. You open the door. I pulled up with two bottles of J. Roger.
Yeah.
Hannibal was like, get your dumb ass in here. And then we had a good time, bro. It was perfect, man. Was
the funny thing is that the alcohol, like, people didn't bring enough alcohol. So, like, the alcohol got drank so fast. Like, by the time the first stripper was there, this shit was gone.
Marilee came through with a fucking handle of Jack, bro.
That shit was gone. Because people were like, we need to drink through this shit. Because it's like, that's the only way we can get into the zone. Because people were too high. That was the problem.
Yeah.
At first, everyone was just high. Like, we were just chilling. And then when the stripper shit, and then the tarp and all that, like, it got too real.
You got
like,
preparation.
When you're high and you see that, it's just too real.
Yeah,
You just gave me an idea for next stripper party. Dry. Just no liquor.
No weed. Just sober?
No. Yeah, maybe others, but mushrooms only. Mushrooms only.
Psychedelics only.
Mushrooms only. Stripper party.
That'd be
and you know what? No pre-gaming either.
We don't do shit.
You gotta give him a breathalyzer.
You got the door. You gotta give him a breathalyzer. You're doing fucking weed, fucking piss test before you walk in. No, you hot nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
We'll get cheese at the door to do the breathalyzer.
Yep.
Nope.
Nah. Percy be at the door. Who's getting me beer? With your dry, sober ass. Tell him I said what up, man.
I will. He'll hear this.
And be like, I'm fucking that nigga Darius up. I've been waiting 15 years to fight him with my hands. The golden age of CDDVRs or CDRs or whatever they're called. Yeah. CDRWs or whatever. Like the CD rewritables where you could basically put music and then programs on one disc and then, like, you know, do some shit with that shit. I miss that shit, though. I miss burning CDs and getting excited to listen to that shit in my car.
I just feel like they you know, I like new technology, but I don't feel like the other shit has to be so ruthlessly killed off. Just taking out the drives on devices. Like, nope, you don't.
Yeah.
You're just going to take that out. It's like, maybe I want every now and then. I want to listen to a Sharkula CD.
Yeah. Martin Luther King with cheese and shit. I want to listen to that right now.
Yeah, no, that's true. Like, that's how people felt about vinyl at first. It's like, oh, man, no more vinyl. You know, when cassettes started coming around. But what's crazy is vinyl has like surged recently. Like vinyl has been selling like a motherfucker.
Yeah, there's
people,
some
people are coming back to tangible music. You
yeah,
know?
It's not only nostalgic, but it's also cool as fuck to be like, I support this artist so much that I actually have the fucking the layout of the whole album, the stories, why they wrote these songs. Like I miss the days in which you could walk into a Coconuts and buy a CD and you get the whole booklet.
Liner notes
Man, like why they wrote the song, the lyrics for the song, fucking
pictures,
dedicating it to their sisters and cousins and shit. And remember, you get a book like this big.
Yeah, you remember the 36
for
Chambers?
10 track.
Yeah. 36 Chambers, all the pictures of them just like hanging out in like a shipyard looking crazy as fuck. I'm like, Wu-Tang for life.
one of my earliest memories is when my mom was obsessed with CDs, so she spent like $500 to get like a CD player, and it was a one disc CD player, and we used to hang out at the Coconuts or whatever music joint that would sell CDs, and sit there and watch her literally like pick up books of, you know, Lisa Stansfield or like
when they were still on the paper
straight
paper cases
when it was a huge it was like a package
top. That they did that because people were so used to buying vinyl, so it was like all this cardboard, so they so they did that just to like compete with the vinyl, because like people would be weirded out to go from buying this to buying
to nothing
this.
Just like a booklet,
so they had
of
to
like
make
the tracks
it look, cardboard, so it'd be a big cardboard rectangle.
Was,
I remember
it was an event, like I'm buying like I like this band, also I'm gonna read about why Adam's Family Values has a soundtrack right now.
That's right. MC Hammer was on that joint.
Yes, he was, dude.
Yes. I remember that. I had that shit too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
On one of the Jay-Z intros on one of his albums, he kind of was like, you just got this album from the store. If you anything like me, you probably reading the liner notes right now. Like he did it for
this is dated.
That experience.
Yeah.
If you anything like me, which one was that? Was that the Dynasty? I think that was the Dynasty album.
There's an 18-year-old listening right now. Like, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Man, this shit is dope, man.
Hold on, let me pull this up.
Yeah.
That's not good driving tips.
If you in
Jay-Z,
your car,
you shouldn't be driving and reading credits, man. You shouldn't be texting. This is how accidents happen, Jay-Z.
Rip that CD up real quick,
Jay-Z.
Cash used to reckless drive, man. Cash still reckless drive, but that knee driving. I remember the first time
I
see my brother drive with his knee? I was like, yo, no hands, dog. Shit.
Look, my no hands. I know.
Yeah.
I do that shit because I usually smoke herb while I'm driving, and I got my hitter box. So, like, I'll dig in my hitter box and then put my knee on the wheel and shit, and then go back and smoke and drive and shit. But I'm like a pro with that shit.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Like, I should be the Mario Andretti of knee driving people. Yeah.
I don't really text while I drive. I just be changing the music a lot. But I feel like there's a way to do it, right? You shouldn't do it. But there's to do it, right? Like when you got a lot of room in front of you, you know what I mean?
You're driving for long distance.
Yeah, long distance. Yeah. Or, you got hella space and you in the left lane and you kind of see what the general area is. Yeah. Then that's a safe zone to, fire off some stuff. But,
you
like, if you
seconds,
in, like, regular traffic, like, and then...
No.
Yeah, you got to just be aware. Yeah. So, don't text and drive. But if you are texting and driving... Have your shit together. Just be on the head on a goddamn swivel, fam.
Like my old football coach, head on a swivel.
Well, man, Darius came through Tampa, Florida, on the road and shit. Got four more shows, man.
Yeah, we got four more shows, bro. And I don't want to be super sentimental, but I appreciate the invite coming out
for
here
for sure,
bro.
Man.
And like I said, like Last year was the craziest year of my life, losing my pops, getting engaged, and then to start 2019 doing what I love with my homies and being able to share the stage.
Word.
And having your confidence and be like, yo, you know, I want you to come out here and do some shit, bro, means a lot, man.
That's what's up, man.
I appreciate that so much.
Yes, sir. Yes, yeah. sir.
All right.
Let's close it up, man. Close it up. 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 Close up. Close it up.
Close, close, close.
Close it up. Show, show, show. It's all over. Show, show. Show, show, show. The show is all done. Dip is all done. The show is over. We're in Tampa. Shit. Ready.
All right.
Yeah. All right.